This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, trust in God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on RB English Radio. So obviously the title for today is Trust in God, and this is a really general title. I'm going to sort of narrow it down a little bit just with a particular example from the life of one of our most famous martyrs who was martyred recently. So I'm referring to His Eminence the Sayyid. And so, for example, people would ask him about a particular statement he would make because he would always promise victory. And then when asked, for example, if one of his family members would ask him, well, why do you always make this statement? And then obviously the Sayyid would respond and just say, well, you know, he was obviously referring to the Quran here, and then he would sort of ask the another question, say, well, you know, don't you read the Quran? You know, this is in the Quran. And so obviously he would explain, and this is an explanation for all of us, of course. So obviously we need to have this trust. Whatever it is that is promised to us by Allah, we trust this. And obviously the Sayyid himself would explain this. He would say that obviously as this is in the Quran, and God sort of defends those who believe, and God says that if we support God, God will support us. And this applies across all contexts. This does not just apply in specific scenarios, obviously referring to in the Sayyid speech. This applies across our lives. So when we read, when the Quran tells us that, yes, Allah will support us, if we support Allah, if we are trying to achieve proximity to Allah, then Allah will also support us. And of course, this is also the idea. We must ask everything of Allah. And in a sense, and the promise also is if we sort out, if we make sure our relationship with Allah is correct, Allah will sort of resolve all these sort of, I call them knots and issues in our life, in this world. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio, and so obviously I'm talking about trust in God, and I was referring to the example of His Eminence the Sayyid and a particular statement he would make, and he would obviously, as his answer, refer back to the Quran and say that obviously Allah promises to the believers, those people who support Him, that He will support them. And obviously, this is this touches on another very important concept, and the Sayyid would also highlight this particular concept. He would say, this is certain. And obviously, certain is something very particular. And obviously, Allah does not make jokes. So the promises that Allah makes in the Quran, these are things we have certainty in. So whatever it is that Allah has said we will do for us. So this, in a sense, this should help us a little bit. I know that I today was thinking about certainty on my way back from uni, for example. And for example, in my situation, there was a particular thing that had not happened. And I was just wondering and thinking to myself, well, obviously, if I had this sort of certainty that obviously the best believers, our martyrs, achieve, then these sorts of doubts and worries would not even enter my mind, would not enter our mind. You know, whatever it is, whether you're waiting for something, waiting for a response for something, there's an issue in your life that needs to be resolved. Maybe you have an issue, a quarrel with someone in the family, you don't know what to do. But obviously, trust in God is something that again, to some extent, gives us the idea that, no, this is every single thing can be resolved. Some of the things, obviously, we especially ask for help from Allah. There's some little things that, obviously, we need to do. We need to do the striving. But really what I'm saying is that, yeah, certainty. Try and think about how you can get to that high level where you achieve certainty in the promise that Allah has given us. So inshallah, that's just a few extra reminders for you, and I look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of A to Z here on RB English Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.